well, let's see, glide or sleigh ride, we call it.
Okay. When you dive in the water and land flat on your stomach, that's a
belly buster.
Okay. And when a child puts his head down and just goes over that way, that's a
sort of a somersault.
Okay. What about soil that's real good for growing things? You say, well, that land is real
rich.
Okay, or it's real
productive.
Ever hear the term fertile?
Fertile or productive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the term hush? Would you use that? Ever hear that used?
Hush, yeah, lots of times to get somebody to stop talking. Sometimes say hush.
Okay. Talking about the word swim. Every summer we
go swimming.
Okay. Today we are going to
swim.
Yesterday they
swam.
And almost every day last month they had.
Yeah. Swim.
Okay. Talking about the word dive, like to dive into the water.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to
dive.
Yesterday he
dived.
And before they finished, they had
dived. I guess it still be dive.
Okay.
You don't use no dived.
Talking about the word drown. If you are not careful, you could
drown.
Okay. Yesterday, somebody
drowned. Same spot.
Three people have been
drowned here.
Today a person kneels in the church. Yesterday he
knelt.
Okay. If you were tired, you might say, well, I think I'm going to
retire or going to bed.
Or if you were just going to
rest.
To stretch out for a while, you say, well, I think I'll go and
rest
on the bed.
Or stretch out and rest on the bed.
Okay, would you ever say lie down?
Lie down.
Would you say, if a person, you say, well, today I am going to lie in bed all day. Mm-hmm. Or you might say, yesterday he wasn't in bed all day.
He laid in bed
okay.
All day.
Today I dreamed, last night I...
Today I dreamed?
No, today, and you might say dream now, but last night it was, you say last night I... Would you say dream?
Dreamed?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. Past tense of dream, yeah, dreamed.
This morning I, the opposite, if you've been asleep, you say, well, I...
Woke up.
Okay. And if you take your foot and put it down on the floor pretty hard, you say you're...
I stamped my foot.
Okay. If you're driving home and you see one of your neighbors walking along or in the direction of home, you might stop and say, may I
give you a lift?
Okay.
Or ride.
The opposite of push is
pull.
And the opposite of pull is
push.
Okay. Ran across a place in Alabama. I was looking on my Alabama map and there's a place called Pull Tight, Alabama.
Pull Tight.
I told Jim we're going to let it have some posters made. And I told Jim that we've got to have our pictures made standing at the city limits of Pull Tight, Alabama. That's just too good a place.
Yeah, that's good.
what about a real heavy suitcase or a trunk or something if you were trying to carry it upstairs? You'd say, well, I had to...
To carry it. You mean to carry it upstairs?
Yeah, did you ever use the term
I had to lug it upstairs.
Okay. If a child was going to touch something that might hurt him or he might break, you'd say,
Don't you touch that.
Okay. If you needed a knife or something, you might say to someone, would you...
Let me borrow your knife.
Okay, would you ever say, go bring me a knife?
Bring me a knife. Borrow.
If somebody throws the ball, they expect you to...
Catch it.
Okay, and if you're talking about catch, you'd say, today he catch.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to catch. Yesterday he...